from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
ABC's Alex Stone joins me right now on WBEN as many students across the country are going back to school. And Alex, right here in Western New York, we're seeing the talk of cell phone bans being implemented. And it seems like there are a lot of other school districts across the country considering the same.
Yeah, all around the country, we're seeing it in Nevada and in Colorado and in Texas and in New York and in Washington State and in California as well, where I am. And California classes are already resuming, and these bans are going into place, and they are seeing how they work. The second largest school district in the country, LAUSD, they're going to begin a ban in the beginning of 2025 going into the spring semester, but there are others already doing it. And for instance, you know, a lot of it is about bullying and social media and paying attention, but in Santa Rosa, Northern California, they believe fights that they've been having on campus, at least last year that they were having, that they were being organized via cell phones, so they're trying to cut down on fights. That's why they're getting rid of it. We're getting rid of them primarily. And in Concord, California, two high schools went back this week, and their students aren't just being told, put your cell phones away. They have to put them into locking pouches when they arrive at school, and they don't get them back until the end of the day. You can imagine what students are feeling about that. Nikki is a student at Mount Diablo High School. She says,
we got these on orientation day. It was kind of like mandatory. It was one of the big things. We didn't really care about classes or anything like that. It was yonder pouches and data.
Yeah, about getting their pouches, and now they've got to, under mandatory rules, put their phones in those locking pouches, and they can't get them out. And this is controversial. Parents and students have been angry, saying they want access to communication. What about an emergency? A lot of parents say, what about an active shooter? What about, in California's case, an earthquake? There is a study showing about 97% of students use a phone during the school day, and that the data shows test scores go up when phones are banned, anxiety and bullying go down, but this is not going to be something that's going to be resolved immediately. A lot of parents don't like it. Adam Clark is the superintendent there. He says cell phone bans have been proven to work, and a lot of schools are doing it now for good reason.
Students were finding that they were more engaged in class, that they were actually meeting people on campus that they had never met before, and during lunchtime and passing periods.
There was a 2015 study that shows those test scores went up by 6% on campuses where cell phones were banned and when kids weren't playing games and watching videos and messaging each other. But it is a debate. Where does freedom come into it? Where does safety come into it? Where does the need to learn come into it? Schools are saying they got to learn. And if kids aren't paying attention to the teacher and are messaging each other and watching videos, that's not going to fly, and now they're banning phones.
Governor Kathy Hochul has been making the push to make it more so that cell phones are going to be banned in districts across the state. Meanwhile, other school leaders here in New York are hoping that it's up to the district by district sort of way of determining whether or not they want to ban phones. Is that sort of kind of the same things you're hearing around the nation?
Yeah, it depends on the state. California is the same way. The governor, Gavin Newsom, is pushing legislation that would ban them statewide, would at least put rules into place statewide for schools and cell phones. And right now it's kind of a, you know, just a mishmash of different whatever schools are deciding to do. I talked about Santa Rosa. They say in their case only two of their six or seven high schools are doing it. It's not a district-wide thing yet. It's just two of them that feel that they need it. So right now it's kind of just individual schools that are deciding in that moment. You're there from the superintendent a moment ago, Adam Clark, and he says coming out of the pandemic is really when they noticed this, that kids became so addicted to their cell phones because that's how they were communicating during the pandemic. That was their social circle, their way to communicate during it. That was really the turning point. And he says,
what we were finding as we were doing class visits and walking around campuses, that students were on their phones all the time. And as we're talking to teachers and even talking to students, and students actually admitting, like, I'm watching TikTok during class and I should be paying attention to the teacher.
So he says it's been getting worse, but it was really the pandemic where going into it, yeah, kids would have phones and they would check them and look at them during lunch, but coming out of it, kids could not get off of them during class, and now they're to the point where they feel like they got to implement rules.
ABC's Alex Stone joining us on the TroCare College Live Line here on WBEN. Thanks, Alex. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You got to have a great weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.